Blog Talk Radio.
You hear it, Dan? So you hear us? Hold on, let me put you through. Let me make sure we hear you. Talk.
Hello. I'd like to ask Dave Hill a question, please.
Yeah. Okay, great. All right. Oh, hold on. Let me do one more on the test. You have to keep that settings window open. Otherwise, when you close it, there's some bug where it just resets. I think it's a Mac bug. All right. Yeah, does somebody want to post on social? It doesn't come up for some reason, it won't. Yeah, I can't capture that. I don't think. Hold on, let me see. Maybe I can't capture my second. Yeah. Yeah, because in the app, the streaming app, I'm just capturing my webcam, not how Skype interprets my webcam. Well, yeah, whatever. I don't want to. Well, I'll figure it out next. It's okay. I could be the. No. Yeah. Okay. Oh, wait. Let me just post. Sorry. Oh, Darren, one thing I wanted to say is, I notice as the show goes on, you move further away from your desk and further away from the mic, so you come in much lower. So just be conscious of, where your mic is in relation to you. And also, you smack your table too, and that really comes across on the, because you're basically smacking the mic. That's another thing to just consider. Wait, what? Oh, maybe it's just the barbecue sauce. Everybody ready? Yeah. Okay, here we go. Welcome. Hello. Let me kill that audio. Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast. It's Rob, and it is another quarantine edition. How many of these have we done already? I don't even know anymore. Yeah, this might be the sixth one now. Well, thank you for being a part of it. You can, of course, give us a ring-a-ding-ding anytime you want. 213 Wide Nut, that's the phone number. And my co-host here has figured out the swapping the background feature on Skype so you can see them at their new remote locations. And Darren is still muted, I think, but... Well, like I said, no one sees that. Only you guys see that. That's right. We persevere, and it's a thanks in part to all of our Patreon subscribers. Of course, we do have a Patreon. If you are a Livecast diehard, you can go to patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. And for as little as $5 a month, you get at least one bonus episode a month. This month, it was, what was it this month? I've already forgotten. Oh, it feels like a million years ago this month. But this month was Santa with Muscle. It's a running commentary episode. And next month, in a few days, we're going to be posting another bonus episode on Friday. And that's going to be a very cool, unique idea from Sid, which is a music draft where we're joined by Lonnie. It's a video episode. You can finally see what Lonnie looks like. We all go around the horn, and we do a draft, and each of us pick a musician for each different position in our band, and then we name the band, and it actually came out to be a very, very fun episode. I think you'll enjoy it. There will be an audio and video version, and you can check that out for as little as $5 a month, patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. There are other perks, like at the end of the show, we're going to be shouting out our top livecast fans of the week. And if you want to be one of those folks that gets the shout out, all you got to do is pay $10 a month. Patreon.com/metalinjectionlive. And we're on live. The number is 213 Wide Nut. And the top story, as Chuck Blandington noted, is earlier this week it came out that the Saudi public fund bought $500 million of shares of Live Nation. Just like a shit ton of stock, pumping up the share price. They could have used the money because it tanked. And now it's kind of like, you know, the initial thing when I first saw the story was like, now it makes you feel dirty going to like a Live Nation show. So like essentially any show at a big venue. But this is a different reason. Because it's so... because you're essentially helping send profits to Saudi Arabia. But then you really look into it, and Saudi Arabia has invested in a ton of companies. Like Twitter, Carnival Cruise Line. Essentially any company. So it's like you really can't take the moral high ground at all. It's impossible. Not yet, but I'm not sure I would accept that pitch. Sure. My partner's name is Frank, so I don't know who you're talking about. Maybe Pepe is going to give us a call, 213-WIDENET. But I do want to mention on the story about Saudi Arabia investing in Live Nation, which, by the way, they bought 12 million shares. No, it's about 3% of the... Well, Liberty Media actually owns the most stock, which is 33%. So they probably have, figure that out. Figure out the math yourself. But the best comment on the Metal Injection post is great. The last thing we need at concerts is Sharia law. Love that. Like, what? There was a Reuters article today, actually. You know, we've been talking about this. And in the poll, it said only 27% of folks would be willing to go to shows before there was a vaccine, which is not too far off from what our poll was, actually. And let me actually look up those numbers, because I've been including it on stories about the delays. And we've talked about it. It looks like experts are saying shows won't really happen until fall of 2021. And with our polling, now with 8,000 people voting, 43%, down from 49%, said as soon as the quarantine is lifted. And the other, 57% would have to wait until either a vaccine or rapid testing is available. Right. Or it was actually any event, like a movie theater or stuff like that. No. Randy Blind made a good point. He was interviewed today, or we posted an interview with him today. And he says, metal shows aren't... No, he was saying it's impossible to socially distance at a show, at a metal show. So, metal shows aren't going to be back until there's no social distance. You know, he says, let's be realistic. I don't think a bunch of metalheads or punk kids or hardcore kids, when they all go to a show, there's going to be social distancing. Any band starts playing, the social distancing shit's going out the window. It's like, it's time to mosh, motherfucker. You know what I mean? That's a good... I think he's saying no shows until there won't be social distancing, because people will ignore it. So you can't do it until it's safe to just mosh, essentially. What do you mean? Uh-huh. Wait, so instead of what? Oh, yeah. I think you're going to have, it's going to be like that. I feel like that's going to be a reality, though. You will probably have to get tested to get in. And if you test positive, they can't keep your money. It's not your fault. They have to refund you. There has to be some sort of, they'll just have insurance. I mean, it's fucking Ticketmaster. It's Saudi Arabia. They'll figure it out. I mean, Well, here's the thing. The rapid testing, it's not going to be cheap. So who, if that is the only way to reopen shows, what that means is there's only going to be bigger shows because only these larger corporations can afford to take the loss of the testing. Like, small venues. Yeah, sure. Well, but also, a fever isn't the only indication that you were to have. I'm curious about these antibodies now. I want to go get my blood test to see if I had it. I mean, that doesn't mean you wouldn't have it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, unless you absolutely didn't leave your house, which you have left your house, you're not 100%. You're not 100% certain. There's no one. Let's all go together, hold hands, and go through. What if we have gloves on? I feel the same way. Although now I'm kind of, if this antibody thing happens, I would feel more comfortable hanging out with folks that have the energy. If I have it, and I know somebody else who got tested, they have it. It's like, yeah, let's hang out. Sure. We don't have that. Well, what they're saying now is that the virus has also mutated because it's spread so far. So while you might have an antibody for one strain of it, there might be another strain that somebody else has that you come in contact with that you do not have an antibody. Yeah, leave a voicemail. Let us know. Give us some sort of update, something that we got right or wrong. Give us the inside scoop here. I mean, he could have still... I mean, that's... You guys are being very rude to our viewers because they just can't see this. All right. Well, One thing I wanted to mention is Danzig released his album of Elvis covers. And, well, I wanted to play one in specific. This is the most famous song. I will give it to him, like, most of the songs are relatively obscure. He's not doing, yeah. But then he did this one, which, like, the second I heard this, I was just like, we have to play this on the show. And please remember, let's just let this play for a few seconds, and then we'll all chime in with our opinions. Darren, don't do that. Let's hear the music for what it is. All right, let's pause to laugh, and then I'll play a little more. Fever! Darren, you got to unmute. I linked to the whole album, yeah. Mm-hmm. He really cares. Yeah. So, let me play a little more of this, and then I'll play the first track, the one that Darren, you said you liked. Like, there's a drop, right? Like, it gets, like, heavy, right? Like, eventually, like, we'll get there, right? What do you mean, lights up? Oh, like, in the lyrics. Satan? And a moment. Let's hear. Yeah. I guess it doesn't get heavy. Oh, it's 7 p.m., folks. Do you hear it? So, for those of you not in New York, what happened was they flew some Air Force planes, the Blue Angels, all over the city. And, like, for most of us, you just hear, that's it. Right, and I was just gonna say, yeah, like you proved my point. I figured like if somebody doesn't know about this, it's like it sounds like there's an invasion happening. It's such a loud flyover. They're still going, by the way. They're gonna go for a few minutes. But I want to play, let's play another track from this album. Here's the first track. This is Darren's, this one Darren liked. It's So Strange. That's not it, it's an ad. Here it is. Enough dancing. Thank you. All right, let me read the rest of this track list. And if any other songs pop out of you, we'll give it a sample. We got One Night, Lonely Blue Boy, First in Line. All right, let me just... Lonely Blue Boy. Baby, Let's Play House. Love Me. Pocket Full of Rainbows. When It Rains, It Really Pours. Always on My Mind. Loving Arms. Like a Baby. Girl of My Best Friend. And Young and Beautiful. It's about a kitty litter. He always wants to make sure it's fresh for his kids. Yeah. I'm just loading it up right now. Give me a moment. Well, I think at this one, yeah, he just gets it delivered at this point. But also, like, let's take a step back. Like, even if he does have the mask on, even if he does have something on, you're still looking at, like, a 3'5" refrigerator walking in the supermarket. Like, it's like, guys, is that dancer going to give mask? Like, you're going to know who it is. It's like a mini fridge, one of those, like, racks. It's just kitty in the compartment. All right. Let's hear Always on My Mind. You know, this one isn't bad. I agree. Like, that's what I was thinking too. Like, I was really hoping. hoping you would really hear like Danzigisms, you know, like, but it sounds like he's avoiding that, you know. But like, yeah, it's what we always, was there any other song that we were, do you want to hear Lonely Blue Boy? Hey, that's another slow one. But let's hear it. Because I listened to it. Well, I'm not sure I made it to the rainbow, so let's see. Let's see. Loading it up for you. No. Pocket full of rainbows. Here it comes. Which just, it's just funny to me to think, after going through a track list and him hearing Pocket Full of Rainbows and being like, yeah, this is the one. All right, let's. Finally, the freeze down. I got a pocket full of rainbows. How? I want to say, Noah, like on this song, I'm hearing the reverb on more than any other track, by the way. Like, it's like you can't even actually hear his voice, you just hear the echo. Well, before we go on, I want to mention another new album that came out recently, and that's the new album from Nightwish. They released their ninth record, Human Nature, which is a double album containing 9 songs, each of which is accompanied by its own lyric video. You can actually see all of these lyric videos on Metal Injection. Do a search for Nightwish. We did a post covering all of them. And one long instrumental track divided into 8 chapters. This is like the most epic Nightwish album ever. Join Nightwish on the existential journey and listen wherever you stream music. You can also order the CD and vinyl at the Nuclear Blast store at nuclearblast.com. Well, nuclearblast.com. Nightwish! 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 No Nightwish. I'll do Nightwish. There we go. Uh, you hit the right note for Noah. It like did something for that. Well, okay. I felt no shame until you mentioned it, Darren. Should I be feeling shame? Oh, you call that defending me? You call that defending? Yeah. Hey, you use a flashlight. Yeah, dude. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. I found this YouTube clip of a protest in Sacramento. There's been some morons who feel the freedoms are being taken away, which to me just sounds like they're like just bored and like have nothing to do, and they're like, oh, we want to go out and get a haircut. Like, sit the fuck home, bitch. Shit. No, go for it. There was something, there was a protest in Kentucky and a reporter was covering it, and the person leading the protest was like, you know, I'm sick of having to go to the diner and having to order two separate iced teas. I miss my free refills. That is like, what? Like, well, of all the things, like, it's just like, you know, there's so many ways to dissect that. Ultimately, how fucking easy is it to make your own fucking iced tea? You know, like this is what you're complaining about of all the things. And you know he wants the sweetened kind. He's not going for the unsweetened. Well, he said he put a maximum of, like, what was it, like 16 or 20 ounces? What was it? 16 ounces, I think. No. I thought it was, like, the maximum amount you could offer was, I believe, 16 ounces. Because then 20-ounce bottles, I remember, were outlawed for a little bit. They started producing these 16-ounce bottles. Or it was 16 or 20 ounces, but it was definitely the larger amount. He was trying to, get rid of those, like, extra-large sodas. And people were like, this is my freedom. Which, I mean, look, like, here's the thing. Ultimately, I feel like Bloomberg had a point. Nobody needs 44 ounces of fucking soda. But the presentation was way too authoritarian. Well, let me play some audio from this protest. I'll play a little bit, we'll pause, we'll talk about it, and then we can go back. There's a lot of fun clips. So, like, this is like just an independent journalist. It's called All Gas, No Breaks. And so, like, it's presented from the point of view that these people are, you know, a little nuts of, but let's hear some of these sound bites. I was going to say, like, this is why what inspired me. The very first person is, like, a MAGA Mark. like the inverse of Mark. He looks like Don Vito, this person. but he definitely sounds like MAGA Mark. So let's hear. Prohibition. Mask to mask. I don't know why. I will say he is wearing a mask, this immunocompromised MAGA Mark. But let's keep going. Oh, sorry, go ahead. No, he's saying, yeah, it should be up to him how much he puts his life in danger. Like, he should be able to go to the store if he wants to. Well, no, because there's retail stores are closed, barbershops are closed. No, they're right. So they're saying, well, I'm sure that as well. But I'm thinking these morons are saying, like, yeah, we should reopen them with social distancing in place, which is like, no, it's not going to happen. But anyway, let's hear it. A lot of trucks, a lot of MAGA. By the way, I want to mention, there was that impeach Bill Gates. Have you guys been, has this, like, Bill Gates paranoia reached you guys yet? Because I feel it's really boiling up. No, I just keep, I've been seeing it from some, like, more conspiratorially minded folks. And it's even made it to, like, the Russian talk shows, because my mom even mentioned it to me. So, like, my mom is up on the controversy of Bill Gates. So that's how far it's spread. But the idea is essentially well, there's many different offshoots of the conspiracy. Like, there's some wild stuff. Like some people are it's kind of morphed into, like, Bill Gates started coronavirus. Right, yeah. Well, like, so the 5G conspiracy is that the 5G towers weakened your immune system so much that now you're more susceptible to viruses like coronavirus, which some people assume is a man-made virus, so that they can control the population. And Bill Gates, who has been criticized as a bit of a eugenicist because he's been going to African countries and giving these I think he's basically been giving like birth control and like sterilizing some people some critics are saying it's like a form of eugenics because it's like, why is he going to Africa to do that and not like, why is no one being sterilized in non-African countries? So then the extreme of that is now that Bill Gates is pushing everyone needs to have a vaccine. And it's like, I don't trust Bill Gates with the vaccine. And now, again, here is an extreme viewpoint, which is, hold on, which is Bill Gates is, of course, friends with Jeffrey Epstein because he was on those flights. So there is an extreme kookiness that in this vaccine that Bill Gates wants to force all Americans to take, which some Americans refuse to take, there will be parts of Jeffrey Epstein's DNA because he wants to be in every woman in America. I mean, he's in everyone. Maybe it's you, Noah. Yeah. Also, I feel like, I feel a little weird saying this, but I can see how somebody would be hesitant to take the first vaccine that is offered. You would, like, there's such a rush to produce this. I don't know if I would be first in line. I feel like I would be maybe, 100. To like, wait a month or two, see how it affects people. See what the side effects are. Yeah. But what I've noticed is when some people do mention something like this, like one person will say, oh, they're anti-vax. And then that's it. They're stuck with that label. Like, I feel like maybe Jill Stein was kind of saying something similar to this. And as much as I don't like defending Jill Stein, it was just like she was just labeled anti-vaxxer just because she was questioning some like corporate, vaccines that she was just like, oh, we don't know what the ingredients are and we should, or something like that. Yeah. The organic one, the Whole Foods vaccine, that's like $3 more expensive. Right. No. Noah, what is your thought on fluoride toothpaste? But what you're saying, when you don't take it seriously, it's like you don't 100% believe it, but you think there's something to it. You swallow your toothpaste? No.
No!
It doesn't say, it's supposed to be like, no, the toothpaste. I mean, it smells like lavender and like, no, it's like the one I get. I mean, there's like kids' toothpaste that are flavored, but then there might be like a sugar in there, like a sweetener. My dog is a very refined palate. She won't eat just anything. I give her like a treat that has like toothpaste in it. It's like a toothbrush treat because she wouldn't love it. It's true. I don't know if I mentioned this on the show, but like, you know, I've been getting, you know, somehow my cookies know that I'm a dog owner. And I've been getting targeted ads. And, like, the most targeted ad I've been getting is for dog gingivitis. And these are on the left. Come on, guys. No, it's, come on. No, it's to prevent, like toothbrushes to prevent gingivitis and all that. It's so disgusting. It's like on the level of like those weird truth commercials where they show you the lot. It's like too gory for me. But now it kind of makes me super paranoid about giving any treats or whatever to my dog where she would get like food stuck in her teeth. I don't want to deal with that shit. Well, but no, but like also just, well, for example, I had some barbecue ribs not too long ago, or I had a pork chop actually specifically. And then there's the bone, and I was like letting her gnaw on the bone a little bit. Then I realized like this stuff is all in my teeth. I don't want to get it stuck in her teeth. Yeah, no, I don't let her chew on the bone. I just hold it and I let her, like, bite meat off, like, the meat off of the end of it. She's not chewing on the bone. She's chewing on the meat. She wants the meat. Do we want to play a little more of this rally? Let's hear a little more. Sorry. That's as close as this white woman has been to slavery. Sorry, what were you saying? Let's hear a little more. Oh, he's faking getting sick. He got there. Well, rest in peace. Yeah, it is really weird. What else do we got going on in the world today? We do have one audio. I'll play that in a bit. This has been, we got this from Eleanor in the Discord a few weeks ago. A longtime show meme of ours is, of course, the succulent Chinese meal guy. Let me actually find the original clip first and then play the new one. But there's like an update of him, right? Like, what was this clip? Yeah, so he was getting arrested, and and he's being interviewed as he's being arrested, right? So here's the audio. It looks okay. I see. So he's a little intoxicated, perhaps. So here it is. Here's the audio, the original audio. All right. Wow. It's even funnier than I remember because I feel like we played the little sound clips more, way more obviously at this point than the full clip. So just it was almost like seeing it again for the first time. So it looks like they found this guy. And here, I'll play some of this audio here. Let me start this up. Oop. One more. Oop. Sorry, guys. A little follow up here. It's not as good when he's not super drunk and rambunctious. But good to hear he's all right. Yeah. All right. Well, bless his heart. We're glad he's doing all right. Australia. Sorry, what was it there? Bruno's choking is coming across the feed. Could you repeat yourself? So it's in Brisbane. Well, yeah, he definitely looks much older. All right. Well, as we wind down, I want to read a little bit of hate mail, and actually, it's a voice memo. And if you like the show and have some feedback and you want to send it to us after listening to an archive of the show, or we said something you agree with or disagree with or want to contribute your opinion to, email us hatemail@metalinjection.net. And if you want to get handy, you could record something with your computer microphone or your cell phone microphone, email that to hatemail@metalinjection.net. And also on our page, on our website, metalinjection.net/livecast, there is a SpeakPipe widget where you can use your phone or computer microphone to record a voicemail that way. Plenty of ways to get in touch with us, and we are always in our Discord chat, which, of course, the link is also at metalinjection.net/livecast. And we're all in there. Sid and Darren are in there the most, and it's a fun chat. A lot of livecast diehards, a lot of livecasters in there to chat with throughout the week. So you can talk. And there's a bunch of different channels. And I mentioned the Patreon before. Before I get hate mail as I'm loading it, there's another new piece of bonus content. Every week, Sid does a TV talk column. This week, there's a video version. Sid, what's in the video version? That's right. That's patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. And I'm going to set up right now. Here is the voice map. Let's see if this plays. Well, first of all, I want to thank you for your question, WZ. This is an excellent question, and it's something that I've been struggling with myself. I feel like I may have mentioned this on the show last week because I did not want to go and seek out the sunflower seeds that I get in Brighton Beach in the Saks. Now, here's the thing. When I go, it's not like a store brand. It's like a free, it's like a natural food store, like a nut store. Yeah, and there are bins, and you just basically take by the pound however much you want. And I literally fill up 3 giant produce bags because I don't want to come back for a long time. But now, you know, I don't want to come back to Brighton. Yeah, exactly. But because of the quarantine, I've been trying to seek out ways to order online so I don't have to travel to Brighton Beach. And being in Kentucky, I imagine it's expensive to have to travel to Brighton Beach. There is a brand on... I imagine, like, it wouldn't really work out, like, the budgeting with, like, the flights. You'd have to get a lot of sunflower seeds for it to be worth it. And, like, ship it, like, you'd have to get suitcases worth, you know? It's on Brighton. Look, I'm just letting you know, if you ever find yourself on Brighton Beach, it's on Brighton Beach Avenue and Brighton 3rd. You can't miss it. It's a natural food store. It's right by the Golden Key. Gold Label, sorry. Golden Key is a different store. You're right. I mean, I guess I'd have to do it every month, but it'd require a trip to the post office, which is in this neighborhood certain death, but it's something we'll consider. But to answer your question, first of all, as a sunflower connoisseur, I can tell you David is pure trash. David has jumbo versions of their seeds, which are passable. If you're Biggs is good. Biggs, actually, our buddy in San Fran, our smoker buddy, sent me some Biggs, and I really like them, but they're too salty. What's his name? he calls into the show all the time. I'm too stoned right now. Yes, Levi. There we go. I remembered. It took me, my RAM is a little full right now. It took me a little bit more processing power to get the name. But go ahead, Darren. What's your question? Yeah, it's the size and the reliance on salt over flavor of the sunflower itself. Like, I personally don't like salted sunflower seeds because the salt is, like, the whole reason I'm eating sunflower seeds is so I'm not consuming, like, chips or something else. Like, I'm trying, it's like kind of like trying to lose weight thing, and the salt just cancels that out because that, you know, then I might as well be eating chips. So I don't like the salt, and David is all salt, and even, like, the flavor, But, so, I will say Biggs is decent, but if you Amazon Turkish sunflower seeds, there's one brand, Tatum. It's pretty good. It's as good as you're going to get in Kentucky and still miles ahead of David's. T-A-D-I-M. But, like, the search term is literally just search Turkish sunflower seeds. And then I believe there's even, like, I really went on a, on a hunt the other day, and there's like a website even, a dedicated Turkeys for Life, it's called. It's like a Turkish food. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I have it wrong. It's the TurkishShop.com. And that has it as well. But they have it on Amazon. I've had the salted version of the tatam, and they're pretty good. There's an extra salted, which, I mean, you don't need that. You don't need that. But I would even go for the unsalted. Oh. I do it with popcorn. Not with sunflower seeds. There's also like some Russian brands of sunflower seeds packaged on Amazon, which could be worth a try, but I've never tried them. But that's my tip for you, and thank you for WD. And if you ever find yourself making your way to Brighton, let me know. I'll give you a little tour. Personal live cast tour. How about that? All right. I think that we're winding down the show now, folks. Wrap it up. 956, you're on the live cast. Do you hear us?
Hola.
Hello, 956. Yes, who is this? Where are you from? What's your name? Where are you from?
Yo soy Ed the Beast y yo vive en Texas.
Hello, Ed the Beast from Texas. How are you doing?
Muy bien, mi amigo. Y buenas noches a todos. ¿Qué onda con ustedes? No, I'm just fucking with you, man. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. How about you?
I'm all right, man. I'm all right. Hey, listen, I've always been listening for like 2 months, and this is my first time calling. And what I've heard so far is fucking hilarious. I think you guys are doing great.
Thank you.
And you guys have been getting me through, some tough times, man, in the past 2 months. Right now I'm in a physical rehab center going through some rehab. I had some surgery on my forearm. And with all this crap going around with the virus, they keep us pretty much isolated to our rooms. And I don't have a roommate, so I'm by myself. So I've been listening to you guys. Listening. I went back to the archives and I started from the very first show. And right now I'm up to episode 67 right now.
Okay.
I remember that you guys are. Huh? What's that?
That's far back. We're up to five.
Yeah, yeah.
We're up to like 565. So you got plenty to go.
Yeah. When I started listening, I was listening to the to the current episodes. But once I found out how to go back to the archives, I started from there. But now that I know when you guys are on, I go ahead and listen to the current show, and during the week I'll go back and listen to the other episodes in order.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I just want to say thank you for what you guys do. Like I said, with everything I'm going through right now, you guys, give me a laugh and look forward to, just something to live for. I'm a fucking metalhead. Metal's in my veins. Long live metal, man.
Is that why you're in the hospital?
Thank you very much, guys.
Because you have all that metal in
Yeah,
you?
Well, I'm in a physical rehab center. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I said I'm in a physical rehab center. I had some surgery on my forearm.
Do you write with your left hand or do you write with your right hand?
No, I write with my right hand. The surgery was on my left forearm.
Oh, okay, good. So you can still masturbate.
Yeah, I can, yeah.
So it's live cast and like porn. That's what's getting you through.
Well, no, actually, I haven't seen porn in 7 years. I went blind 7 years ago.
Oh, okay.
But I do have a very a very large spank bank in my memory banks.
Okay,
did you hear me?
You might only we can hear you. I think you might only be able to hear me right now. How did you go blind?
I've been diabetic since I was 21. I'm 44 now, and I was diagnosed with diabetes when I was 21, 22, somewhere around there. And at that age, my stubbornness and my pride and my ego, I didn't take care of myself, basically. I lived a very chaotic life, and I put my body through hell. So it caught up to me. So now I'm blind, I'm an amputee, and I'm also on dialysis.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
No, it's cool, man. I mean, it's something, you know, I deal with. The only reason why I keep going, my love for metal. You know, metal's gotten me through a lot of dark times as well. And I have a 11-year-old daughter. She's my pride and joy. I get up in the morning for her. So, I want to see her grow up, man, or hear her grow up anyways, whatever. I do it for her, man, and I do it for the love of metal because, it got
awesome.
Me through a lot of hard times, man.
Well, I don't mean to linger on this, but you did mention that you have a memory of, quite a memory of Spank Bank. I'm curious when it is time to, do it. Like, what do you think about? Do you think about, like, old porn or experiences? How would you use a blind person get off?
Well, I mean, like, 37 years of visual memory, old porn scenes, old girlfriends, my ex-wife. What else, man? I was a bouncer for 5 years at both nightclubs and strip clubs. So, I got close to the strippers. You know, I was their protector. So, I dated a few of them, and I have lots of material to go by.
Oh boy!
Is everybody else?
So you can only hear me, but reason you can only hear me, but everyone else hears you. But Darren was wondering if any of the nurses at the rehab facility ever gave you anything close to like a little happy ending, a little handy dandy.
You know what, man? Since I'm not able to actually go into the shower, they I have to take a bed bath in my bed because I have a wound vac connected to my forearm. It's a little machine that sucks up all the discharge from the wounds and the blood and everything. So I can't go into an actual shower. So they bathe me in my bed. Most they're mostly like the CNAs that come in here. They're like in their 50s and 60s. So no, that really doesn't do anything for me. I'm naked in my bed and they do their thing, but yeah, it doesn't really do anything for me because they're grandmothers.
How do you know that? How do you not know that they're not like some milfs or gilfs?
No, I can tell by their voices. I mean, 7 years being blind, I've trained my ears very well. So I can tell just by a voice.
So you're all about the sexy voice.
Huh?
So you've never seen us, right? You've never
No, I have no idea what you guys look like.
You have no idea what we look like. So what do you think we look like, just based on our voices?
Okay, well, some of the past episodes, I've heard you guys talk about what you look like. I know you're tall. You're about 6'5". You've got a fro. You've got a goatee. And you're about 260 pounds, am I right?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little more.
So yeah, I can visually kind of picture what you look like. I don't know what color your eyes are. If I had to guess, take an educated guess, I would say maybe like a light blue. Am I off?
No. Yeah, no, you can't. My eyes are brown.
Oh, okay. All right.
What about Sid? How about Sid? What does Sid look like?
Okay, yeah, okay, again, past episodes, I know he's bald. He's about 5'5", 5'6". One of the episodes, of course, this was the beginning, I think someone said that he said that he was about 175 pounds. I don't know if that's changed or not, but again, I can get a pretty good idea what that looks like.
Okay. How about Darren?
Darren, I have no idea, man. Educated guess again, I'd have to say maybe a little bit taller, maybe close to 6. Kind of husky build.
Nailed it.
Maybe, huh?
Nailed it. Well.
Oh, yeah? Okay, cool. And I'd say short hair.
Yeah, you can say that.
All right.
And what about Noah?
Ah, Noah, mi amor. Te quiero mucho.
Oh, my.
I would have to say... I think if I had to guess, maybe 5'1", 5'2", petite build, long hair, blonde, not natural.
Yeah.
That's where to pretty much picture.
Just the 5'1" is off. She's a little taller.
No. Okay.
She's 5'3". I'm surprised you. So, like, I'm over a foot taller than you. Noah is asking for you to guess how much she weighs.
How much she weighs?
Yeah.
Did
you tell? Well, I guess you would know her age based on what we said on the show.
No.
How's Noah built? Oh, no. He said you were petite. Noah was curious your build, but you said petite. All right. Well, thank you for describing all of us. And thank you for listening. Yeah, you're pretty much on point for all of it. We're very impressed.
Thank you, man. Now that I know what time you're on, and I've got the number, so maybe I'll call in every week and just shoot the shit with you guys for a little bit.
Sounds good. Cool,
all right,
well, we hope you recover quickly.
No, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Long live metal. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. Well, no. You can finish it. Long live metal, indeed. Have a great night in Texas.
All right. Thanks, guys. Later.
All right. Well, we do have another caller. Should we take it or should we wrap it up? Let's take it really quick. 859, you're on the live cast. We got a few minutes left. What's up?
Hey, Rob. This is old WD down in Lexington. How you doing, bud?
How's it going, WD in Lexington?
Hi, man. This is like the first time I've been able to catch y'all live, and my wife was listening with me. And she's like, yeah, call them boys and tell them what's up. So, she's like looking at me through the window, but anyway, she knew I was like Googling that shit, and she thought it was weird at first, so Sid was right.
Nice.
She was like, what the fuck are you Googling, Brighton Beach fat sacks? What the hell is that?
Love it. Well, WD, thank you for your call. Well, hopefully now you can find it on Amazon now that I gave you the tip. And if you do get them, let me know what you think, how they compare.
I definitely will. I definitely will. And just by the way, I've been up to New York a couple, three times, and I've actually been to Rolling Roaster before out there in Brooklyn. So I'm familiar with the area.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Are you a fan of Rolling Roaster? Yeah. How did you go because of us, or did you know some other way?
No, I work with a guy from up that way, and his we became real good friends, and his sister was getting married, so we rolled up there for the wedding. He's like, you got to try this place, man. It's like an institution. So we went out there, and man, it's really good. If I'm not mistaken, you can get cheese just about on everything. Is that right?
Yes. You're not mistaken at all.
I didn't get to spin the big wheel, though. I was a little disappointed. So
maybe next time. It was your birthday.
I should have, but I didn't, unfortunately.
Well, WD, thank you for calling. We got to wrap it up, but thank you for listening.
Yeah, definitely, man. I'll let you know about them seeds for sure.
Absolutely. Sounds good. One. Yeah, please call back. Call back anytime. And everybody can call back. We are live Tuesdays, 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 2-8-ish. We're going a little late today. And, Darren, do you have the top livecast fans of the week? As I mentioned, you can be a top livecast fan of the week by donating $10 a month on our Patreon at patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. Give it to us. And roll those R's.